here we're doing the holy letters. This is also dated on the ninth day of Sivan in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Yosef Shiyichya Burg, after giving him title, one who is one who's occupied in community affairs. It turns out that this Burg was a member of the Knesset later on from the religious party, and eventually the Rebbe had a lot of actually relatives from the Rebbe, they said, used to say. I don't see it over here. The Rebbe doesn't address him as a relative. Usually the Rebbe does say the relative, but I think they said that he was somehow related, maybe through his wife, I'm not sure.
And does it give his name?
And his name is Yosef Burg, but the Rebbe had a lot of complaints to him that as a religious representative, that happened eventually, as a religious representative, these people have a responsibility for Judaism and for religious matters, not to sort of sign off on things that go against halacha, and particularly the Rebbe was fighting for that time the recognition of who is considered to be Jewish. The Rebbe felt very strongly, and he made a lot of noise about the fact that Israel should only accept Jews that are halachically acceptable as Jews. So we know that we have already so much divisiveness among the Jewish people. At least we should keep the standard that who is Jewish and who is not Jewish by the highest standard, the standard of the halacha, so at least we can remain one people. Because if we'll start arguing about who is Jewish, and we're not going to know, everybody's going to say, oh, somebody else is Jewish, we're going to have two people, so we're not going to have any more one people. So the Rebbe, but anyway, that was eventually. This is looks like a first communication that Rebbe has with him. As the Rebbe refers to here, the Rebbe starts off with peace and blessing. The Rebbe starts it off.
His son went into the Knesset office.
He's also, yeah, he's a very, very, very worth thing. That's exactly right, yeah. Now you can see he became even worth. His name was Avraham Burg. So the Rebbe says, based, and he's very, very left, very liberal, very against you. Based upon our meeting in Paris, the Rebbe says, in the year Tavshin Zayin, so we're talking about in 1947. That's when the Rebbe was Paris, and the Rebbe met with this Burg. And on the impression that has been left on me from that meeting, and based on the halacha of the Torah, that you should assume and you should place a Jew, assumption that he is straightforward. I'm writing my lines, the following lines, the Rebbe says. It's a shame, the Rebbe says, that while you were here, we didn't have the opportunity to meet. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I am going to be sufficing now. Sufficing, I'll write it up and I'll do very briefly. Because it's almost extra to go into to prolong about the responsibility of the present time as far as the elections in Eretz, our holy land, may be built and go on. I was very hopeful that these elections should not take place at all because the time is not fitting right now. But at least Rabbi said, I was hoping that there's going to be complete unity within the religious camps in Eretz Yisrael to create a religious bloc for the elections. I don't need to, it's extra, I don't need to articulate to you that when it comes to an issue which is important to the community, each party should forego on their party benefits, which would be in which would go against what is in the benefit of the community. So even if your party may have to give up something for the benefit of the community, that takes precedent, the benefit of the community. And I don't need to prolong to a religious man that those matters that are important to the Jewish religious people take precedent over any of the physical physical calculations. Even if you have a definite benefit, in other words, you get money for yeshivas, you get money, but the spiritual benefit is the most. And certainly the Rebbe says, if it's only imaginary, that there will be a physical, it's not real, not even going to be a physical benefit from it. And it's still in doubt. And especially, the Rebbe says, sometimes what you think, this imaginary benefit that you're going to have from going separate, is also going to cause, it's actually very possible, it's very close that it's actually going to lose out. I'm intending, the Rebbe said, what am I talking about? I'm talking about this religious block amongst the religious parties in the Holy Land, that it's absolutely necessary, not only for the benefit of the community, for the general public, but also for each one of these parties. And I am turning to you as a religious man, that you, from your part, you should put an effort with all the efforts, with all the strength that you have and your influence to create this religious bloc, a united religious bloc. Even if this would require giving up from your own party, which means like maybe they have to share who's going to representative, let's say, because they have to work together. They can't get, like if they go themselves, they can get into the government and they would get more money or they would get more benefits. I am sure that you will place the religious interest, the matter of the religious interest in general, that would be on the top of your considerations, and that you will influence in this direction to all places and where your influence reaches. I thank you for letting me know good news about this and asking, sending regards and blessing. So here the Rebbe was fighting, as you see in the previous letter, and this letter the Rebbe was fighting for this united religious bloc to get the religious people together to the benefit, to getting in more votes, to getting more into the Knesset. But again, in order to do that, you have to give up something to the other parties. And you have to negotiate with the other parties. You know, in this last election, you know, the Sephardic community is also split. And there is the Rav Avadia Yosef party that he created, was the Shas party. And this time, this Eli Yishai ran on his own party. And he didn't finish. He didn't get enough. I mean, he got a lot of votes, but he didn't even get one seat. He didn't get because all those people that voted for him, over 100,000 votes were lost. I mean, nobody. There was no benefit for that. The Rebbe is for the United Front. Yeah.